When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jones and Keith coming up at 10, just about a half an hour away. And the Bruins with a win last night. They needed that against a mid team, but they're a mid team too. Yes. So you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Can I ask our resident Scrooge or Grinch a question? Because we kind of were
Are you talking about Curtis?
Yes, or, yes. We were kind of talking about it a little bit and when Mego was here. So I'd like to know what, Curtis, you believe is the reason why the ratings are down in the NBA.
So, well, I would just go, well, nationally, I guess it's similar to locally, the product is not as compelling. 53
product
pointers.
Meaning the game, the, right. Like the threes, the you never know, you can count on who's going to be playing. But
yeah,
nobody's
not so much.
Nobody's playing defense. Like, what, like,
it's just get to half court and you're open, shoot it.
Right. But they were doing that in 2008. Was it 19 when the Celtics played Golden State? And you said the ratings were up a little bit. So it was still the three-point shooting was there.
The Celtics-Golden State was 2022.
2022, and the ratings were pretty good, you said.
We're good. So the Game 7 of the Celtics-Bucks in 2022, and I think the second round of the playoffs, did a 16.
Okay.
The NBA Finals, two series later, in Boston, averaged a 17-7.
Okay.
That means a hell of a lot of people that were watching then, for some reason, tuned out. Not to mention, since then, they have added out of home viewing to Nielsen ratings. So if you're at a sports bar, that counts.
Okay. It does?
Yes.
What about streaming and is all that?
All that YouTube TV, all that.
Okay. So when Mego says the ratings are down 28% year to year, that includes every platform, streaming, you know, those who disconnected cable. It doesn't matter.
Do you want to hear conspiracy, Kurt?
Yes.
So after they got the $76 billion TV deal, they're being more honest and transparent about the ratings because it's not going to hurt them.
Okay. So I mean, the product. So
I think the product, I think that it, never has there been more of a detached nature to the $100 million salaries, whereas in the NFL, none of them are really guaranteed. Baseball, it's, you know, their ratings aren't great. Hockey, they're much lower paid. The stars in the NBA, and they should, are making more money than basically like entire hockey teams
everybody
put together.
Everybody except for Elon Musk.
Yeah, but right. Isn't that something? Because you said baseball ratings were up.
No, they're not.
Oh, I thought you said that you brought up the World Series.
Baseball ratings were up compared to other years, but the baseball nationally as a product is not. Okay. I mean, they're about even with the NBA. It's slightly better depending on the matchup.
They're dropping.
The NBA, baseball, and hockey are now regional leagues. So if your team is good, you're invested, and it relies on a big market in the NBA Finals to succeed. What was shocking about this past year is that you had Dallas, a top 10 market, Boston, a top 10 market. You had a very long layoff, which is always good. The Super Bowl does great because everybody talks about it for a week.
You had a little of the drama that Wiggy wants with Kyrie and his return to Boston. And
but it's not really, enough, though. Yeah, I don't like, think you want team because we know that Jalen, Jason love Kyrie and Kyrie loves them. Like, it's very hard, I think, that to buy into any type of drama on the court when you see guys on banana boats vacationing together.
But the drama was so built in. It was finally you had Jalen and Jason who have been fighting to break through for years together. That story was so compelling.
Yeah, but that's not a drama element. Like the
Boston, it is.
In the Golden State series in the NBA Finals, there was actual Klay Thompson, Draymond was saying stuff about the fans in Boston. There was like real drama there. We've seen it. There was real drama back in the days. There was real drama. You brought up the 2010. There was real drama in the Celtics-Lakers series with the Big Three and Paul Pierce. So
you thought it was going to be a poorly rated NBA Finals beforehand?
I didn't think the matchup nationally.
Yeah,
I don't think
the only person who thought that because literally nobody predicted that. People thought it would be record breaking.
No, I think that I think if it was Celtics Denver, it would have did a better number.
No way.
I mean,
I don't know. It's like old head to say it, but it could also be the constant flopping and the looking for a call every five.
That's
like
the product of the game.
That's
but the product
kind of calls out the product. It's not the same as it used to be.
But that's changed in every
sport. It's the younger fan as well. Like younger fans just want to see the highlights after. They don't want to sit down and watch an entire game. A majority of them. Like they're on TikTok. They want to just see the best plays.
That's a good point too. Like
that's it.
Younger people, when we think younger is like still 30, 35 years old, 28. A lot of these people are not glued to their TV to watch these games. You know why? Because they'd rather sit there and watch The Jackal, Yellowstone. Why do I want to sit here and watch an NBA Cup game when I can watch those? Where back in the day, even the younger people were more in tune to watching the sport.
Do you know anybody that was over 18 that was not tuning in to the NBA Finals?
No, I don't.
When you were growing up?
No, this year.
This year. Like, it was huge. Or it should have been huge.
Nah, I think that.
So you think people on June 7th said, you know what? I'm going to watch Yellowstone instead of game two of the NBA Finals?
Oh, yeah. I think there are plenty of people out there that do that.
I think you're crazy.
I think there are plenty of people. So then where are the ratings then?
The people, I told you, there is the product sucks. That's number one by a wide margin.
Okay.
Everybody gets up and bitches about a foul. The ref yells. People scream. It sucks. It's so repetitive. I don't think you need to watch an NBA game until about 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. That's how I feel about it. Maybe
been
a lot of people
way
share
for
that.
A while.
Yeah.
Too. They don't play till the fourth quarter.
I mean, but
nobody plays defense at all.
Right. And all people go, oh, that should have been a hard foul. Oh, no. These refs hate me. Oh, this announcer hates me.
And great. Look at that 508 text. Doctor diverticulitis with diverticulitis.
Ooh. That does not sound good.
I don't even know
what
that is.
That doesn't sound good at all.
That sounds like you might be dying.
You think that's a doctor?
Yeah, I would always trust the doctor that texts in.
I mean, whether it's in the I've had many diagnoses this morning via the Twitch, YouTube, text, everybody.
Right.
And it's also not a great business model to lecture to people how they're living wrong or what they're doing wrong or how they believe is wrong. Yeah. Like Michael Jordan was brilliant. Republicans buy sneakers too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a lot of the next generation that have never made more money than they do right now. And are also making issues about a modern-day life for other people. And I don't care. I watch, you know, it's my job. It's not something I care about personally. But there is an element where they turn off some of their audience. And I think that's been a problem as well.
This is Sam from East Boston, Wiggy. Hey, Sam. Hello? All right. Sam is not with us any longer.
Come on, Sam.
You want to talk to Dan? Mm-hmm. Dan from Connecticut. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Dan?
I just wanted to weigh in on that Gerard Mayo situation.
Yeah.
And I think that Mego had really a good point as patience. You can't hire a rookie coach for, you know, first year and then think about firing him, right?
Yeah, well, I don't see that happening.
I mean, you can if you made a mistake. You can if you decided early on that he was the guy, and it wasn't if you decided that not based on his football acumen, but on other things.
He's been in the organization for a while. I think you got to have patience. Like Mego said, you got to have some patience. He's got a quarterback. They got a foundation. I think they're going to do well in the next few years, but not right now.
Maybe Robert's kind of relatable to he's able to relate to Gerard for putting his foot in his mouth because he's the one who said, oh, I identified this guy 5 years ago. Right? Maybe if he doesn't say that, or you know, then it's not one of those things where, like, all right, you can go, okay, I made a mistake after year one. It's time to move on. That's where I think the biggest problem is. You told us you identified this guy 5 years ago, and just all, and he's been in the building for what? Mm-hmm. You know, like 7-8 years?
Well, in and out.
You know what I'm saying? As a coach.
He went to the business world.
Right, but then when did he come? Like, he never coached before he went to the business world. So he was, once he came from the business world, that was like, what, 7 years ago? He's been an assistant coach?
Been that long? I mean,
I think so.
The trip to Israel was 5 years ago or whatever.
Right, and he was coaching the team. He was like, you know, linebackers coach or something like that.
But
so.
It's interesting, Wiggs, and it's a good point about Kraft and those comments coming back to haunt him. He's doing exactly what Mayo's being ripped for, which is making a job that's already difficult harder. Where it's one thing to say that you found your coach and it's great. It's another to tell the world you're so smart, you're such an oracle that you knew this 5 years ago, which compounds this problem today. And Gerard Mayo saying all the things that he said that he's had to walk back.
Oh, yeah,
or the Elliott Wolf good vibes in Indy. Like, just try your best. Don't try and make it seem like you've outthought the room and you're somehow smarter than everybody
else. Well, it appears to people like you want the credit for finding Bill Belichick and then you want the credit for finding Gerard Mayo.
Right. Yeah. And you want no blame for how things went wrong.
And so I don't know how you move on from Gerard after year one when, you know, a lot of people think it is about the perception that maybe Robert wants. If Robert moves on from him after year one, I think then a lot of people will be questioning, like, his loyalty, some of the stuff he told us about, I identified this guy 5 years ago.
Wait. It could be diverticulosis, not diverticulitis.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Greg, did you
Have to go to WebMD and find out what the difference is.
Asking for a friend that's to my right here.
Yeah.
Did you consume shower water?
I did not. I don't think I did.
Yeah, warning you against that. Do not do that.
Can we come clean about that, Jackson, just as right before the
Curtis
new year?
Curtis Handgard, that's why I threw up on the way here one time. I was thirsty in the shower, and I drank warm shower water.
Yeah, you don't want to be drinking shower water.
And then, so how long did it take before it was regurgitated?
About 15 minutes. Happened on 1A in Norwood.
Why
is your shower water that bad?
Right. I don't know. It was a bubble in my stomach, and I burped.
Oh, so it was probably something from the night before. It wasn't the shower water.
It was from the shower water, because when I burped, that shower water came up.
Yeah.
Do we have an update on the wedding?
We postponed it, as you guys know, but we're going to do it next year sometime and taking our time.
Good luck.
Yeah, no, it's good. We're
gonna... Problem finding a venue, or what was
it? We found a venue, but it was just, it crept up on us too quickly. We didn't take into account all the work that had to be done.
Crept up on you?
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit of a procrastinator, and
Takes time though when you're planning a wedding. Yeah, Courtney, you know that better than anybody. You gotta make sure you got enough time.
What if you guys got married at the Christmas Eve party?
Hey, if there's any justice, maybe.
I think my dad's a justice of peace.
Oh man, that would be awesome.
The difference between diverticulitis and diverticulitis.
Losis.
Yeah. Losis is usually asymptomatic, has no symptoms. However, when many diverticula pouches are present, the normal smooth working of the bowel can be affected. This may cause a range of symptoms.
Yeah.
Then diverticulitis is the one that has symptoms.
Mm. You consume anything from a wet market.
Do you have a fever?
I did not. No, I never had a fever the whole time.
All right, so you're good.
That's
there.
Why the urgent care people were perplexed.
Right. Because if you're, generally.
No fever.
That's a good sign.
Any bloating?
I mean, generally. Most every day, yes.
Right.
All right. We got to take a break.
Full body inflammation.
Are we doing our three favorite moments of the year before we get out of here?
I mean, we're running out of time.
I have it ready to go.
Why don't we do that when we come back?